Good morning here at the Caravan and Camping Show. We're joined by Liz Watts over at the Coral Coast Tourist Park, and that's a very nice place to be in Carnarvon. Good morning, Liz.
Morning, John.
Just how far away, and almost like a tease, how far away are you from the beach?
Well, we're walking distance to the water. The beach, Carnarvon's an unusual track place. You're still a little drive to the beach. Unfortunately, there aren't any caravan parks on the beach, but we're about 800 metres walk down to the beautiful Fasine Waterway.
That would do me. So a short walk on my morning with my little cup of coffee made in front of my tent, and I'm there at the water. Very nice. Can you describe the park a bit for those who'd be coming to visit for the first time?
Sure. Just a description of the park.
Yes.
Well, we have a variety of on-site and powered sites. We have en-suite sites, so you have your own private shower and toilet on a powered site. We have regular powered sites with annex pads, and then we have budget and standard accommodation, and we also have top-end accommodation as well.
You got to love having the ensuite. How does that work?
Well, you just pull up, you're in your motorhome or your caravan, and you park up, and you have your own private shower and toilet in a really spacious facility, and you don't have to share that with anyone, no knocking on the door.
That is great. So does that work with a key or a combination lock?
It works with a key. On our toilet locks, we have a tagging system, so you just run a tag over the top of the door of the toilets, and they open that way.
Gee, that's very convenient. What a nice luxury, because it's great to get out into the wild open, but gee, it can certainly be a lot nicer when it's that convenient. I understand
certainly
too that
you've been roughing it for a little while as well. If you rough it out in a few free camps before you get to town, it is nice to have a nice long hot shower by yourself.
Oh yes, and is the hot water good and strong?
Oh yes, that's very important.
I like it like that. How about animals? Some places aren't always so friendly for pets. What's your story there?
We have a pet section. So it's a series of powered sites, big enough for motorhomes and fifth-wheelers if need be. And then we also have one accommodation type that's pet-friendly as well.
Very good. That's great. So you can take along a dogs, and I guess the dogs would be the main pets we'd be taking along. Now, if the children want to come along too, do you have any facilities for them?
Yeah, we have a fantastic pool area, and we also have a recreation area right near the pool. So say, for example, if you want to cook a barbecue and have a glass of wine or a can of beer, you can do that and still be able to safely watch the kids in the swimming pool while you get dinner prepared.
Oh, very nice.
And we also have a playground, and we also have bike hire as well, if for the bigger kids that you didn't need, you want to keep them busy.
Very good. Where would we ride our bikes to?
Well, there's actually a fantastic ride. You can actually ride in through town and along the old tramway, which they used to cart wool down out to the 1 mile jetty, and you can do an off-road ride along there, and then you head out to the 1 mile jetty and you can catch the coffee pot train down around to the end and then turn around and come back again and ride all the way home.
Brilliant. How long would that take if you're taking it real easy?
Well, you probably don't want to rush these things because you want to have a good look around. So I think a round trip, including the coffee pot train, would take you about an hour and a half.
Oh, good. That'll get everyone nice and tired, which is what you want. Hey, Liz, what's your camp kitchen like? What have you got in there?
Okay, so in the camp kitchen, we've got free use of barbecues. We've got full freezer and fridge facilities, toasters, kettles, microwave, dish cleaning areas, and also tables and chairs and seating.
Very good. The barbecues, what are they, electric or gas?
They're gas, and they're all free on the park.
Wow, that's always a bargain, isn't it? So that's free, and we've got a microwave as well, and I guess it's covered too, right?
Yes, it is. Although we don't get a lot of rain, we had some very severe flooding, and we have had a bit of rain this year, so having a covered camping area or recreation area is always handy.
Yes. Now, this is one of the things, we were talking to the CEO over there last week, and he was saying that if we can get on down to Carnarvon, every dollar we spend really helps the local people, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We did have some very serious flooding in December, and it really affected pretty much every producer on the river. And then, of course, there's the flow-on effect because they haven't been able to produce as much fruit and vegetables. And early on in the season, their growing season's all back up on track now, so they are all still producing. But every dollar that you spend in Carnarvon really does go a long way after what we experienced in December.
Absolutely. Certainly ways that we can help out by visiting. What's Carnarvon looking like at the moment with this kind of weather we're experiencing this time of year?
It's amazingly green and lush. Everything is growing beautifully. You can get bananas for $6 a kilo out on the plantations. They've just got roadside stores and they have an honesty system. But everything is looking beautiful and green and lush and very inviting.
For a day trip out and back again, where might you suggest that we'd take ourselves, Liz?
Well, a couple of interesting spots. The first one, I guess, of course, is the Blowholes, which is a 74K drive out towards Quabba Station. Lots of exploring and fishing you can do out there. There's a juvenile breeding ground. So there's a bit of diving that you can do out there. And you can also camp there. There's a camping spot if you take your own chemical toilet. I think it's about $5.50 a night, which is really cheap. And that's managed by the Shire of Carnarvon. Something else you could do if you wanted to head inland, there's an amazing spot. The river's still running. Normally we have a dry riverbed. At the moment it's still running out at Rocky Pool. A beautiful spot for a picnic and just a laze by the river. And also some fantastic bird watching.
Wow, it's all there. It's all happening. Now, we can come along and visit you there at the Coral Coast Dirras Park. The phone number is 9941 1438. What sort of dollars does it cost to starting with an unmanned tent for two people?
Okay, well, a site will start at $32 a night for two people, and the ensuite sites are $42 a night. And should you wish to stay seven nights, you get your seventh night free. So you pay for six and you can stay for seven.
Very good. And you've got room for fifth wheelers too and RVs.
Yes, but of course you need to be considerate that they do take up a lot of room, so you will need to ring and book.
Yes.
If you've got a big vehicle, and also if you've got a pet, you'll need to make sure that you always have a booking.
Yeah, because there's only so much space, and of course those ones are big, they do take up. Oh, I should ask too, even though we should be staying away, from the email, we still like to send a few. Do you have any wireless email or facilities?
We don't internet? Have a wireless connection. We do have internet facilities over across in our recreation room. And that's charged at $6 an hour or part thereof. Going on to email too, we have a web presence at www.coralcoasttouristpark.com.au if you want to book online, or just send an email to info@coralcoastpark.com.
You make it toisy. I like it, Liz. So we can get on down there and have a nice look and see what we can enjoy. I reckon there's going to be a lot. And as always, I'm thinking, what a great job you have. When you get to relax, I bet you just wander around the park, right?
We're very lucky. Everyone we deal with is on holiday, so it's always a pleasant experience. And I also must mention too, because we've also had so much rain, our wildflower season is going to be incredible this year.
Okay, bring our cameras.
Absolutely.
That would be the thing. Coral Coast Tourist Park, Liz Watts, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you. Have a great day.